conspiracy to curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Bulbasaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. All my sightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil.
I was ready ever since. I was just been ready. I was ready since I came out of the womb. I was born ready to take it on. All of it. The world.
We won't be sold.
And I'm Wilbur. Welcome back to the Shack, people. It's time, again, for some Shackology 101.
Who are we going after today?
Well, I think we're going... We don't go after anybody. We go after the truth.
Oh, we're going after this group.
That's what we go after, the truth, and then PETA. We'll go after PETA.
People eating tasty animals.
That's right. That's the joke. That's what PETA stands for.
The People for Ethical Treatment of Animals. So I have a couple articles, and then I listen to Papa Meat Podcast. If anybody didn't know, I don't listen to him with kids.
Okay.
He's very graphic, but he does the... I've showed you a million of his animated series.
Probably.
Meat Canyon.
Meat Canyon?
Canyon.
Okay.
I've showed you his videos. He's a very popular YouTuber. But not relatively recently, started a podcast. They're like half hour longs where he just talks about things. He did a PETA one recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yep, it's time to talk about PETA.
Okay. Well, PETA.
I hate PETA.
Well, they did one good thing. They slammed a pie right in Bill Gates' face.
Now, their enemies are weird. Like, yeah. Their list of enemies.
Uh huh.
Like, the USPCA is one of them.
Mm hmm.
Do you remember what the USPCA stands for?
I know it has to do with animals, right?
Yeah, it's an animal rights group.
Yeah.
Very similar to PETA.
Okay.
But the USPCA is like one of the big goal. It, like they have a stamp you can put, like farmers can put on their goods.
Yeah.
If that their goods pass USPCA standards.
Okay, cool.
If animals, like they're all for USPCA. One of their goals is the
ethical treatment.
The ethical raising of livestock.
Okay.
So they're not trying to get rid of livestock. They're trying to make sure
bad livestock practices are gotten rid of.
That livestock live a good life. They're in good conditions, or you know, bad. And PETA's that's why PETA hates them, is because they say that they're promoting the mass murdering of livestock.
Oh, gotcha.
PETA's compared to a lot of things like the Holocaust and Jews. Like, do you ever see that thing? We'll talk about it, but
no.
Their photo campaign. Where they took historic photos of the Holocaust, like Jews in concentration camps.
Oh, no.
And did the same, like, did it with dogs. Did it with chickens.
See, yeah,
did
that's, it with pigs. I think, I'm all for animal rights and stuff, but it's not on the same plane as human beings.
No, there's a difference between, oh, gosh, now I just forgot the two terms. I learned it. Anyways.
Why aren't PETA out there protesting, you know, unethical treatment of people? People are treated.
They want people dead, too.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. So, this article comes from Lori Neverman, and I'll mention some of the Papa Meat stuff. Lisa said Papa Meat looks like, I had her convinced that he was my cousin.
Okay.
Because you're like, who is this? And she looked at him, and he looks very similar to me.
Like the guy at the auction we were at this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, that was I'm convinced.
Man, he did not like me.
He didn't like me either.
No, he was staring you down.
I know. I bit him up.
That's why I was hoping you keep going.
I should have. Shouldn't I have?
Because he's not going to let you in. He didn't let anybody win.
No, I should have bit him up. $40 or a pair of quail.
I beat him on the Muscovies because he wanted the hens. The hen I got. I'm like, that's the only thing Lisa wanted.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll pay whatever it's going to cost.
Yeah, it's mine.
I'm going home with that white Muscovy hen.
Uh-huh.
I don't care.
He was after us.
Just keep going. It's easy when you only want one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got this much budget.
You can focus all your budget into one or two.
Like way overpaid for things. I didn't overpay for anything.
Did you overpay for those swans? They were $900 a pair.
No.
Okay.
No.
That was wild to me.
No. An adult pair of swans. So he was they said it was a trio. The seller did.
Mm-hmm.
And they were four full gorgeous adults, but they did have their wings trimmed.
So you couldn't tell what was what?
Yeah, they did it for transport so they don't destroy themselves because they're such big birds. They'll break their wings in a box.
Mm-hmm.
So it was more for, I'm not saying they did it for nefarious reasons. There's 100% a reason to do it for safety.
Yeah.
For the birds. The bird's safety, I mean. But the bird's health in transporting conditions. Especially if there's two birds in it per crate, which there were, that they can really hurt each other if they start doing some powerful flaps.
Oh, yeah.
So the sellers, an adult pair, if you wanted to go buy an adult pair of white mute swans, which they were, $3,000 to $5,000.
Gosh.
If not 10, depending on their lineage.
Oh, my goodness.
An adult sexed pair.
Yeah.
That was a trio, and he paid about $1,000 a piece for them.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, it was a good deal. They were more than I thought they were going to go for. I thought they were going to sit between, because I've seen swans there before.
Mm-hmm.
And they normally sit between $400 and $600 $100 a piece.
Dang.
That's where I thought they were going to go, closer to $400.
Yeah.
If they were, it wouldn't never happen, but if there's a chance they were going to $200, I probably would have got a pair.
Yeah. When it went for them.
Yeah, just a pair, just to hope I got.
Why not?
Yeah. And then I'll find the other, if I'm missing one of the sexes, I'll find that later.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll pay full price retail for either, whatever one I'm missing. All right.
Back on PETA, back on track.
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. So, this Lori posts this, and I'm just going to read her article, and we'll talk about it. And then, I know some of the stuff from Papa Meat's channel and some other things. They're not great. They did some good stuff. As an organization nowadays, they're not great. Early days, they did a lot of good stuff. Like, I think it was Dodge Trucks. Do you know what their favorite test dummy for trucks was in the 80s?
Please don't say a Ram.
No.
Okay.
They bought adult ostriches. Live ostriches. And they put on the track and ram their trucks into live ostriches to see what kind of damage they would do.
Why? How often do people run into ostriches?
No, as in, like, to see what it would do to a deer if you hit a pole.
Well, yeah, yeah.
To see how if a chunk of the ostrich would fly through the cab and kill the driver.
But I guess why an ostrich if that's, like, a scenario that's rarely ever going to happen?
Because they were cheap.
Oh, wow.
Relatively speaking.
Wow.
For analogs, flesh analogs.
Yeah. Jeez. Okay. Well, that's horrible.
So PETA got that to stop.
Well, that's, see, not all bad.
And I'm not saying it's all bad.
Yeah.
Modern day, I think they're all bad.
Okay.
Or at least the organization, the top of the organization is all bad.
Mm.
This is nothing against people. If you join PETA because you want to do good, there, it's local chapters, sure, I think do probably good things. And it's any more corporation that does not care for animals. And you'll see that as we go through some of their statistics.
Make that very apparent.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. So people, the ethical treatment of animals, as according to this person that wrote this article, does very little to help animals. Instead, they promote terror campaigns and kill animals, which they kill a lot of animals. They have PETA shelters, which we'll talk about. Don't take your animal to a PETA shelter. There are no kill shelters. Take them to one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I know they're nefarious at the end of the day. I know that.
Humane societies are kind of all over the board because you can't. I mean, there's reasons you have to euthanize a dog in a shelter.
Yeah.
The Hardin County Dog Warden tries not to euthanize as many as possible. But when it comes down to it, there's a time limit on how long they can be there without being adopted for space reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, the dog, I think it may be a year for us or 6 months. I can't remember.
It's sad practice.
It's sad. It's a sad practice, but they do it because they don't have room.
Right.
And there's other factors like age, health, temperament.
Yeah.
like somebody, a violent dog that was violent because of the situation it was in.
Mm.
You need a special person
to rehabilitate,
that dog, and those resources just may not be available. So what are you going to do with a violent dog?
Right, yeah.
I'm not saying it's right practice, or I guess ethically it's probably not right, but it's a practical practice.
Right, yeah, I get it.
Which it's what, like, I don't know if it's right or wrong. You know, me and Lisa talk about that stuff a lot with various issues in our, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I know how I feel. It doesn't mean it's
right or wrong.
Right or wrong.
Right.
It's just how I personally feel on the subject. PETA's even gone as far as to steal family pets from people's homes and euthanize them within 12 hours.
See, that's insane to me. That's wild.
Yeah, let's talk about it. PETA's shelters have some of the highest kill rates. So, and I could pull up this article, I think. Come on. Oh, I don't want to download a separate thing.
But is killing an animal ethical?
It can be.
Is it ethical treatment?
So let's talk about, it depends on how you do it. So in 2011, because PETA's really good about covering up records.
Okay.
We have to go so like a decade back to even see stuff.
Okay.
So the people for the ethical treatment of animals, PETA, behaved in regards to the consent matter of euthanizing an overwhelming majority of their dogs and cats that they put in their shelters.
Okay.
In
PETA's shelters.
In PETA's shelters.
PETA run and owned and operated.
In 2011, they took 760 dogs in. How many dogs do you think they euthanized?
600.
713.
Almost
they
all
only
of them?
Adopted out 19 dogs.
So they're euthanizing the rest?
The other 36 were sent to other shelters. Oh. And they were not necessarily no-kill shelters.
Right, right, right.
So out of the 760 dogs, they only adopted out 19. They euthanized 713 of 760.
Why?
Wait, that's not even the crazy one. Wait until the next number. As for cats... Cats.
Uh-oh.
And Daniel here, I have opinions on wild cats. I have opinions. And I don't know, like I said, that's another big one. I don't know what's right and what's wrong. What's ethical? I know what I believe, but I'm not saying it's ethical or it's the right or the wrong choice. Mm. I don't know. Just what I believe. But cats are still living beings that are at least semi-sentient. I think they're sentient.
Oh, they're
but
very
at
smart.
At least semi-sentient. Mm. That should be treated... with ethical, and you have to put him down. You know, there's ethical ways to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Cats get a bad shake of things. But as far as cats, they impounded 1,211. You want to guess how many they euthanized?
1,200.
So close. You're so close.
1,211?
1,198.
Oh, I was two off.
Yeah. They transferred 8 to other shelters, and they got a grand total of 5 rehomed.
Wow. What great work. That's good turnover.
This is just 2011. They have so many lawsuits that they cover up their other numbers.
Yeah.
Like, to find anything out about PETA is extremely hard.
Is this a nonprofit?
I'm not sure. We'll get to that. I have other information. I don't remember. PETA also took in 58 other companion animals, mostly rabbits. Out of the 58, they euthanized 54 of them.
Wow.
So PETA's big thing is they believe there should be no such thing as pets. Okay. There should be any farm thing. So some people think that this is that better than you mindset.
Yeah.
Of I can't have it, you can't have it.
Okay.
Where they'd rather just put down all the animals to get rid of the pet industry. Mm. They don't want pets. It's not about the individual's well-being or health. It's about their mindset and them believing so hard that they are right.
Yeah.
That the dogs are better off dead than being with a home.
Right, yeah. That's insane to me. A dog and a cat wouldn't even have the life, but they wouldn't even live the life that they live at all now. Like, some of them, and don't get me wrong, some of them are in horrible situations at all.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, there are many, many amazing animal welfare.
Yeah.
Oh, that's animal welfare, animal rights. That's the two different things.
Okay.
The definitions aren't exactly as they sound.
Okay, they're different.
Animal welfare is like the USPCA. Like, we want ethical treatment for animals. We understand that you're going to farm cows, you're going to farm chickens, you're going to farm pigs. We don't want them in poop-covered cages crammed together where some of them suffocate to death.
Right.
I 100% agree.
Mm-hmm.
I would love everything pasture raised if you could do it.
Right.
And I'm a big believer that we need to switch our agriculture from a huge beef-based agriculture, just because beef cattle are hard on the environment. They're really, really nutrient intensive. Mm-hmm. They have an extremely low conversion to meat ratio.
Yeah.
Chickens, pigs are a lot better for all of those things. And then the space, right? To ethically raise millions of cows.
Mm-hmm.
Ethically. The space is astronomical.
It has to be huge. And if it's
you can't do it. You're going to destroy the environment doing it.
Yeah.
That
many cows shouldn't be in that.
I think cows should be the delicacy, and then your pigs and your chickens and your fish should be the more of the staple. At least, and that is how it is in a lot of other countries.
Yeah.
Cow, I think it's us and Brazil are the two biggest beef eating nations.
Really?
Yeah, Brazil loves beef.
Wow. Okay.
Actually, you ever been to like an all you can eat, like Brazil steakhouse?
No.
It's amazing. I've never been. I've seen the videos of it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go. There's one in Cincinnati called Texas Day Brazil, which they just bring meat on swords.
Oh, and nice.
Carve it at your table.
Nice. That sounds good.
It's all you can eat meat.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, PETA has, in 2011, their shelters had the highest kill rate of any shelter in the U.S.
Okay.
Including kill shelters.
That's wild. So they're more effective than the kill shelter.
If you do the numbers, their dog adoption rate was 2.5%, and their cat adoption rate was 0.4%.
Yeah, that's pretty small. I think I've adopted, or like, put up more cats for adoption successfully than PETA.
Yeah, we took in more cats than PETA saved.
Yeah, same here.
And I'm not a cat person.
I do. I like cats.
Cats are fine. I'm not a cat person.
Yeah.
I'm a dog person.
I think you need an indoor cat.
If Lisa wasn't allergic,
had to
buy that special feed, we'd have had one already.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I've had cats I've enjoyed. I've had a couple outside cats. We didn't like inside cats.
Yeah, same here.
But we had plenty of outside cats we'd pet and love up on.
Oh, yeah.
We have a neighborhood shared cat.
Yeah.
The gray one.
Like Roger the dog that lives down by the park?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, it's just a neighborhood dog.
That just comes around.
Yep, everyone's back door. Roger's here.
So the next little fact that this lady goes into is PETA promotes violence. So a direct quote from Bryce Ferdrich. He's the PETA campaign director.
Okay.
The vegan campaign director, the animal rights 2001 conference. So this is in 2001. That's way back. But he says, if we really believe that animals have the same rights to free form or from pain and suffering at our hands, then of course we are going to be blowing things up and smashing windows. For the record, I don't do this stuff, but I advocate for it. I think it's a great way to bring animal liberation, considering the level of suffering and atrocities. I think it would be great if all fast food outlets, slaughterhouses, and laboratories and the banks who fund them would explode tomorrow. I think it's perfectly appropriate for the people to take bricks and toss through their windows. Hallelujah to the people willing to do so.
Hmm. Yeah, counterintuitive, if you ask me. Hey, we need to fix something. Let's blow it all up and destroy everything.
I say that kind of stuff in joke, in jest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not really how you fix everything. Some stuff. A little bit. Certain buildings.
When it comes to government stuff, yeah. I think that's... But just going to just... What did he say? The local... What do you say there, though?
He said fast food outlets, slaughterhouses, yes. Laboratories, and banks.
So we're going to the bank and smashing out their windows? Yeah. Oh, I better not ever do this stuff again, huh? Because you said so, because you threw a brick through our window.
Hey, yeah. It worked with United Health.
They didn't throw a brick through the window. They went to the mains. They went to the top. That's way more effective than throwing a brick through their window.
Middle management, effectively.
Well, you know what I mean,
but though. Then everybody else was like, you know what? We're not going to change that policy everybody was upset about.
Right, yeah.
Because what's-his-name just got shot in the head.
Right, yeah.
And then BlackRock sued him.
Yeah, like, you're
too much health care.
Yeah, you're helping too many people. It's not the point. The point is to just make them suffer and make it harder for them to escape from being sick. And we're the ones that made them sick. And anyways, you're ruining our business plan.
So how PETA promotes the children is also comically horrific.
Gosh.
The title, Your Mama Kills Animals, paired with a blood-soaked image of a crazy woman wielding a knife would be enough to give any kid nightmares. There's also a daddy kills animals too. At least the gentleman thinks, or unless, you know, if any gentleman think they've been left out. Also, dozens of video games. They've been in so much trouble. I don't know if you know this about Nintendo, right? Nintendo is very good about their IPs.
Oh, they're very family friendly.
Oh, no, their IPs, protecting their IPs.
What do you mean IPs?
Intellectual properties.
Oh, okay.
It's like Mario, right?
Sure.
You will not see a Mario, generally speaking, you won't see Mario in a video game or any kind of media mm-hmm. where Nintendo didn't sign off on it. Mm-hmm. It's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Even like Let's Players doing Mario games, a lot of times they get demonetized immediately on YouTube.
Right.
Because Nintendo's that good.
Mm-hmm.
So PETA made a lot of video games with Nintendo characters.
Oh, they did.
And there was a lot of lawsuits. And
so PETA made video games?
Tons of them. They're still making video games. That's how, and they give them out to kids.
Oh, jeez.
So the Tanuki suit, you know how Mario wears a Tanuki suit? You know what a Tanuki is?
It's like that little raccoon dog.
Yeah. So in Japan, there has been some extremely heinous practices with Tanuki,
mm-hmm.
where they basically hang them and club them and wear their fur. I don't care if people harvest and wear Tanuki. The practice, it was like clubbing baby seals. Just shoot them in the head and then collect them. Don't hang them while they're kicking.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
So they had it where basically you play as a Tanuki whose skin's been ripped off. It's a kid's game, keep on. Tanuki, that skin's been ripped off by Mario, and Mario's wearing your skin flying away, and you got to catch Mario.
Wow.
And it's all bloody and gross. And
wow.
Nintendo, that was a big fight with them and Nintendo. And Nintendo put a big thing like, Mario doesn't wear real fur. He wears a costume and takes on the abilities of things and objects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think he's wearing a frog in the frog suit? I don't think so.
Like the helicopter. Anyways. Yeah, so that's one, the video games. And then like they've attacked like McDonald's. There's a box they used to give out that had like Ronald McDonald with a knife and like a dead chicken covered in blood. It was an unhappy meal.
Oh, PETA put that out?
Yeah, PETA
That's disgusting.
Was going to like and standing in front of McDonald's and stuff. And I don't care for McDonald's, but and giving them to kids, like acting like they were toys.
Right. Yeah.
And they were just horrific imagery.
Yeah,
I would hurt somebody if you handed my kid.
That's going beyond. That's something else going on. That's not.
Wait until we get into it. This is just the tip.
That's not animal protection. That's targeting kids and, I guess, just putting images in their heads. I mean, a lot of bad organizations, evil organizations, target children. I wonder why. To indoctrinate them. Because if your kid thinks it's okay as a kid, when they get older, of course they're going to continue to think it's okay.
Wait until you hear this one. Prayers for Maya. She's dead.
Mm.
There's also an article called The Death Cult of PETA. The author was Nathan Wingraver. He described how PETA personally went into trailer parks, entered people's homes, removed and euthanized family pets.
Jeez.
There was video clarifying showing that PETA van pulled up to a person removing the pets to collaborate the stories. This is not standard PETA practices, unlike these issues raised above, they say. So we're just going to talk about the story of Maya. Maya is the famous one.
Okay.
The PETA employee, so we're going to read about Maya. PETA employee backed their van up to a porch, threw biscuits to Maya, a chihuahua, who was sitting on her porch, just relaxing, living her life as a little chihuahua does, hoping to coax her off the edge of the property.
Mm.
And therefore giving PETA the ability to claim that she was a stray dog at large.
See, this
whom therefore could legally be impounded.
Do they get money for this?
No, wait. In Virginia, PETA is licensed as an animal shelter. So this happened in Virginia, so everybody knows. But Maya refused to stray off the property. So they end up she grabbed the biscuit, ran back to the safety of the porch. Knowing that no one was around, that not only because they knew the schedule of the families, they'd been watching the properties in this trailer park, but because they paid local children money to leave the area.
What the heck?
One of the employees went onto the property and stole Maya. But larceny wasn't the only law that PETA employee broke. Virginia law requires that any dog that goes to any shelter has to be alive in their shelter's care for 5 days before being euthanized.
Oh my gosh.
PETA end up putting Maya down within 12 hours.
Why?
Hundreds of dogs.
Why, though?
PETA had killed her with a lethal dose of some kind of poison.
But I don't. I still don't understand why.
What's it's the power? That power trip we talked about earlier. They are not for the ethical treatment of animals. They believe nobody should own animals, so they want to kill. Basically, their idea is if we get rid of all the dogs, nobody can own dogs. It's really Nazi mindset. When you really like a lot of like the World War II Nazi, like
yeah,
if we kill them all, we ain't got to worry about anybody.
Then no one can have them. That's just mind-blowing.
So had a surveillance video not been available, the killing of Maida would have remained unknown. The fact that other animals who also went missing the same day, which had led to subsequent investigations into the killing of Maya by the Virginia Department of Agriculture, uncovered they were also taken from the trailer park the same day and likewise killed within hours. Among the dead were 2 4-month-old kittens, a 6-week-old puppy, a 1-year-old lab mix, and another chihuahua.
So what did they pick? Like the dumbest people to work here? And then they convince them to do whatever they want them to do?
It's a cult. It's like Carol's cult. So they, I think, basically, to keep this out of the news, PETA settled and paid Maya's family, because it was like a 6-year-old or 7-year-old's dog. She was inside when they grabbed her dog.
Wow. So she saw him?
No. Oh. She let her dog out to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, when she came back, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Forever.
And there wasn't a camera. They would have never known.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you know, what happened to Maya? Did she run away? She normally didn't leave.
Yeah.
They paid, I think it was $49,000.
That's not enough.
Yeah. But you got to think that dad was like, jackpot.
It should have been more, though.
I'd have shot you.
Yeah. Should have cost him their life.
I'd be like, yeah, just bring him back here for an apology. Tell him to come here to my house and apologize, the guy that took her.
Right, yeah.
That's all I want.
And he got a new van out of it.
You know, he never showed up.
Yeah.
How weird all the security cameras that caught him are gone now.
Hmm. No, that is nuts. I can't believe they actually, like, that's even a considerable thing that to go onto someone's property just to take their dog so you can euthanize it. And it's like not that they don't, they care about not people not owning animals and having domain over them, right? But they'd rather them be dead than people doing that, even though those animals live better lives being under the care of people. They're living lavish lives, some of them.
Gosh.
As compared to what they would be?
Yeah.
They would all be dead if it wasn't for us. They'd be wolves still.
I have friends that breed pugs.
Oh, gosh.
And
they're on death's door when they're born.
Yeah, and they're lavish lives. They get like hand cooked food and everything like that.
Oh gosh, yeah. Imagine that in the wild.
Carried in on little pillows.
You think they would get that in the wild ever?
So next little article she wrote about was the ugly truth about PETA, the online PETA attacks. Something PETA has become absolutely famous for.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Their online campaigns. Yes. Yeah.
The original motivation for is when a fellow homesteader and blogger put up a photo of their steer that they had raised for meat for their family. The photo showed showed the beef being processed. She noted that it had a name as well. It was well cared for, and their family did love it. She was vilified for posting this. Both she and her family were threatened with physical violence. PETA acolytes launched a full-scale attack on her Facebook page, attempting to get her page removed as a hate page. Anyone who has raised animals for meat knows that it's one of the hardest parts of homesteading. Because if you choose to eat the meat, I think it's important, this is the article writer, I think it's important to know where it comes from, if at all possible. And that animal is well cared for and well treated with respect.
Mm-hmm.
If being meat-free is the right choice for you, that's fine too. And she says, I know some pretty cool vegan foodies. Just don't attack other people who are trying to do their best for their families. Yeah, do you want me to read you some of this stuff that they posted on it?
About,
on this? Yeah.
You sure? Yeah.
A little milder. Why are you bragging about eating someone you quote-unquote loved? Sounds a bit like something Jeffrey Dahmer would say.
I mean, I guess they're entirely wrong. I guess the biggest difference, though, Jeffrey Dahmer ate people. That's the biggest difference. And I don't think he, quote unquote, loved them the way, well, some farmers will love their farm animals, maybe, but typically that's a different kind of love. What?
Nothing. Just some of these comments make no sense.
Well, the whole idea doesn't make sense. Like selling a Ronald McDonald's, slaughtering a chicken, that's not how it would work. That's not how it would go down. One, that clown ain't doing that. He's probably I don't know anyways. But I don't know. It's just like bad imagery. It's just not attacking the problems. Their message is convoluted.
So here's one of the comments. My father is not a number. He is not from a feedlot. My father has a name. He is well-loved. He is hugged and fed home-cooked meals. Both he and his mom have the same recipes. Today, I killed him and fed my family. This may insult some of you, but where my food comes from, I'm thankful for his sacrifice. Cannibalism is okay if you treat them well, too.
What?
It was Megan, like, because she said she was showing how they love their cow and they butchered it and everything. Just the guy is comparing his dad to it, saying that it's basically you're a cannibal.
So, yeah, since people, yeah, cook and eat their parents. I mean, yes, people do that, but they're making, that's just, they're comparing apples to oranges. They're making comparisons that aren't even the same. No one looks at your parents and thinks, I can't wait to eat this person. Make sure they're fed real good. I mean, like, again, there's serial killers and
here's a good one.
People are messed up in the brain, which I'm getting to think that's a lot of these people in the PETA.
So Louis says, what if I start raising children for raping? Would that be acceptable? Would that be better than raping another child? Is it stupid to think it's okay to kill animals? The person said the animal had a name, just like a boy, and was murdered only for them. Why don't you just slaughter children to eat? There's no difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference. One is a person, a human being. And two, that, unfortunately, I think that is happening. Why isn't PETA going after that? Children are being, I think, bred into families. And look at the MKUltra program. They specifically bred children just specifically for those programs. They're still doing it to this day. And is PETA doing anything about that? Not a peep.
The fact that you people are bragging about how you guys loved and fed him makes it even more disgusting that you brutally killed him, this innocent, pure animal. And then you had the nerve to post about it. You all need Jesus.
I think this is just a propaganda mindset that
everybody knows Jesus did eat animals.
I think that people were convinced to think this way.
It's a cult.
Because if you really break it down, I mean, just logically, none of this makes sense. None of it makes sense at all. I'm getting frustrated trying to talk about it because it's so dumb. It's so dumb and not included. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. You don't raise animals to murder them just to murder them. You raise them to eat them. That's their point. The point is to eat them. That's the
some of them.
Well, I mean, the ones that they're talking about.
Yeah, no, it was a beef steer.
Yeah.
I mean, that was his point.
You raise it to eat it, dang it. And then if you know what's in your food, it's even better. It's a good thing. And, it's just frustrating. It's dumb on purpose, and I think that's why it's bothering me. And it makes headlines, and it ruffles people's feathers. Because it's dumb. It doesn't make sense. There's something behind it that's beyond. I think that's another layer to this.
Yes, there is. Bound me out. We'll get there.
Okay.
What do you think the other layer is? Let's hear it, because I have an idea, because the research and various things.
Well, it's got to involve money somehow.
Yes.
I would imagine, because everything
lots
does.
Lots of money.
Everything does. So,
Who would you guess founded PETA?
Gosh. Who founded PETA?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. I just want to hear your guess. Well, what kind of person, what do you think they did for a living?
A Rockefeller?
What's a Rockefeller?
Or Soros?
What's Soros?
George Soros?
Who's that?
Did he found PETA?
Who's that?
An investor.
What kind of investor?
He invests into a lot of political stuff and...
Is that your guess?
Yeah, big money investor, George Soros. I don't know if it's him.
It is George.
No, it's not.
No. Let's see. Spencer said, blank, if this is how you treat someone you love, how do you treat someone or something you love? I hope your love for your family doesn't mean you're there next. It's very hard. I can't do it anymore. They became family. I would not make a good farmer. Getting way too sentimental. And that one's not bad. That's fine. Some people, if you get too sentimental, that's fine. You don't butcher your... You have pets. It's okay to have pets.
Does PETA not see that, though, side of it? That people do have sentiment towards animals? I mean, this is just an example. I remember one time, this is like 10 years ago, when I used to have Facebook before I got rid of it all. But then now it's back again. But someone I went to school with and grew up kindergarten through high school, even went to the same college together. This person I knew my whole life, lived right down the road from me. And they commented on a post. Someone haunted a deer, and they posted the picture of the deer they got. So haunted with a deer, and she went off on, she screenshot it, went to a separate platform to complain about it, how it's disgusting and an evil practice. They're just killing animals, and they're posting the bloody picture all over Facebook for everyone to see. It's just horrible. And so I said, why did you could have just ignored it or blocked that person and not looked at it. Or you didn't have to screenshot it, go to a different platform, and then rant about it when you could have just blocked it. So I asked, you know, that this is a normal thing. You know how many deer get hit by a vehicle and suffer and die, and then all the damage that causes for the people, too. Like, that's just one example. Hunting's an ethical practice. I got blocked, and that person never spoke to me again to this day.
Well, let's go talk to her.
I don't even know where she lives now. That was my friend.
And this is something I agree with the article, the author. There are thousands of wonderful advocacy groups for animals. Thousands of amazing groups that are either full vegan, that are just like, really believe we shouldn't farm animals. And if that's your belief, that's your belief.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, you know, in the middle, and you know, there's all of them. I guess I wanted to do this just because it's a money motivator. If you're going to donate to an organization, just do a little research.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, if you're listening to Daniel here at all, find a local organization. Like, we have a really amazing Humane Society locally.
Yeah.
They do great work. They're 100% no kill. They do medical stuff for, like, you have to, like, if you get to a spot where you can't afford your dog's medical treatment, they'll take your dog and get its medical treatment.
Wow. No, what do you mean they'll take your dog?
Like, they won't do it for you because you can't afford that dog's medical treatment.
Okay.
But they will take your dog, they will give it its medical treatment, and rehome it to a home that can afford its certain medical conditions.
Oh, wow.
But that's the deal, because they have vets that'll do it for free. But there are people that would abuse it. I'll just get my dog's, you know, done there.
Right, yeah.
But that's a part of the deal. You know, you got to give up your dog.
Oh, that's wow.
Okay. That's only, I mean, like I said, that's only if extreme conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, amazing groups. There are thousands of groups that do real work to help either improve the life of animals, the laws that go around it, all of this. It just seems like PETA isn't one of them. Whether you choose to eat meat or not, it's completely up to you. I have no care. Don't eat meat. Eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's that famous PETA sign, where do you draw the line? And it's the farm animals over. And I mean, I agree with the guy that was making the joke of, he's like, on a good day about there.
Yeah, on a bad day.
The apocalypse day, about there.
Yeah. On a good day, or normal, it's between the house, or the house, the horse and the cow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you don't eat the horse, everything beyond it, cow, good. On the bad day, it's everything beyond basically human.
I think he did to dog and down.
Right, yeah.
Because there was a human baby up there too.
Well, it's still human.
Yeah, so their legacy of hate. I'm gonna scroll down a bit.
They are a legacy. Again, the one good thing they did that I will stand behind, like, greatest thing in the world, is when they slammed that pie in Bill Gates' face. And then somehow, miraculously, I don't know what it was, but after that, they somehow left Bill Gates alone. He was never a target theirs ever again.
It was one time for show. I'm sure they're in it together.
Well, but also after that, in the news, Bill Gates went on a huge public campaign to change his public image. So it was around that time when I was in school, when it was in every school, they told us, be nice to nerds, because one day you're going to work for one. Just look at Bill Gates. That's what they told. They drummed that in our heads in school, in public school. So I think that was part of Bill Gates' actual campaign to change his public image, because he was getting targeted for all the evil stuff he was starting to do back in the 90s. Like when he's in that trial and he's rocking back and forth when they're questioning him, they're cross-examining him, not in the court, but in the questioning before you go to court. There's video of it, and he's just rocking back and forth like a nervous wreck, and he's not even answering the questions with you know what I mean. He's avoiding all the questions, every non-answer you can give, or he just, next question. It was ridiculous. So after that, his public image changed after PETA slammed that pie in his face. Like, so it was a big public showing of how much everyone hates him.
Now, I'm going to be fair. We're going to use PETA's website for the rest of this.
Sure. Why not?
So here's what PETA says. PETA was founded in 1980 and dedicated to establishing and defending the rights of animals. PETA operates under the simple principle that animals are not for us to experiment on, eat, wear, or use for entertainment, or abuse in any other way. PETA informs policymakers about the public and animal abusers to promote kind treatment to animals. PETA is an international non-profit charitable organization based in Norfolk, Virginia.
Oh, no.
What?
That's close to D.C.
Yeah, that's why. So then go talk to policymakers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. I have a couple of things. So it was founded by Alex Pichino and Ingrid Newkirk.
Okay.
Now, I know a little bit more about Alex than I do about Ingrid, but I got some stuff pulled up.
Okay.
Let's see. Where was it? Newkirk, which is Ingrid, founded PETA in March of 1980 with fellow animal rights activist Alex. They came to the public attention in 1981. During that, they became known as the Silver Spring Monkey Case, when Alex photographed 17 macaque monkeys being experimented on inside an Institute of Behavioral Research. So this one, where monkeys had their nerves severed.
They were doing Dr. Fauci stuff.
They were doing horrible, horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually, I believe he worked there undercover for almost a year.
Wow, Alex okay. Did. Okay.
But Alex was a stock investor.
Okay.
And I don't remember what Ingrid did. Talk for a second while I read.
Where was PETA when Dr. Fauci was cutting the throats out of beagles and letting sandflies eat them alive? You know, where was PETA when all that crap was going on? Where was PETA when...
Well, I think Dr. Fauci's lab probably had a little more security than the Silver Springs monkey case.
Still, but where were...
Betting.
People knew this stuff was going on. They didn't raise a stink about it at all. There's not one vlog. I didn't see a blog at all written at all about this.
Oh, this is before blogs.
No, I'm talking modern day with the with Dr. Fauci and the sandflies eating beagles.
So
for science, the science. So what?
Oh, sorry, just reading. I know Alex. Basically, he claims that he changed his life and went from this like high level investor stockholder guy, which you were right, to being an animal activist, going working at these places undercover to expose him.
Okay.
He adopted a kitten and it changed his life when he tried to take it to his local animal shelter and seen how horrific the conditions were and how many animals were being euthanized.
Hmm.
And it supposedly changed his life.
But he created an even bigger monster.
Well, I mean, we never know what the things we do will make.
Right. I'm just saying, look what happened.
So this case led the first time police raided the United States on an animal research laboratory. And it was amended in 1985 to the Animal Welfare Act. So the scientists there, it was the first time in world history, a scientist was charged with animal cruelty.
Wow.
They literally had I mean, some of this stuff I don't even want to go into. I think it was even past some of the Fauci stuff, even with cutting the beagle's heads off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They had severed complete nerve bundles.
Mm.
There was one macaque that had been stabbed 13 times.
Mm.
With a knife. A scientist went in there, stabbed it with a knife to see if they could save it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's evil.
And then imagine you're that scientist, right? You've been... It's first time ever in the world.
Yeah, you're the first one.
Huh?
Yeah.
Illegal animal cruelty? What?
You know, it might have been a different mindset. I don't know.
It was, 100%. It was. Yeah. Animals were things.
Yeah.
Animals and bricks were the same thing.
Like how... Never, maybe I shouldn't say that. Like how other people view animals.
Oh, Amish?
Yeah.
I mean, what, they're going to listen to this?
I guess not. I guess not.
I watched the Amish beat a horse to death with an iron rod.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, they're things. They're not animals or living things.
They're not living.
They're farm tools. They're just tools.
When it stops, you just keep hitting it. And then when it doesn't get back up, you eat it.
Yeah.
That is what happened.
At least they're resourceful.
Also, this Newkirk was famous campaign against cosmetics on animals and all that stuff. Undercover investigations, government sanctions against companies. Their early years, PETA accomplished just tons of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do. I mean, I don't know these people. I do feel bad for them because I think there was genuine care at the beginning.
That's how most things are start. It starts with a true purpose and a good intentions. And then it gets hijacked somewhere along the line. Once a group has actual power, there will be institutions that will infiltrate that group and they will hijack it and they will put someone else in to lead the direction of it. And then they will turn that group, whatever it is, in a direction where will not cause any changes or benefit to the public, but will only cause chaos and benefit to the upper elite, the 1% of the 1%. Always has the advantage when it comes to organizations with power and sway.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what it is now. So PETA is all about right now name recognition, all this stuff, because they're they're charitable nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
It's all income from people donating to them.
Mm-hmm.
So they pretty much just do everything to keep their name in the public and be this big behemoth of a thing.
Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're paid to cause distractions, if they're paid to cause disruptions, things to get the public eye on them. So
I don't even think it's that. I think it's so much simpler that they want money.
Yeah, yeah.
The people that run it now want money.
Yeah. Oh, I just think throughout their whole organizations, they're one of many.
Yeah, it's any organization.
Yes, that has power. You can just...
Oh, what was the one we've talked about that got hijacked? Like Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, that's a simple one. Yeah, or a recent one.
A recent one. Yeah. Like a great group with a great message.
At first.
That somebody hijacked and immediately just wanted it for money.
Mm-hmm. Because when things blow up and they're inorganic and they're just huge out of nowhere...
Well, that's human nature anymore with social media. Sure. And then somebody grabs hold of the reins.
Sure. But that's also, we think it's human nature. I think a lot of those things are manufactured and pushed. Things that blow up out of nowhere overnight. Like that stupid, for example, most recent story, that CEO that got caught on the Jumbotron at the Coldplay concert. Everyone, it's everywhere. Everyone has to talk about it. Everyone has to have an opinion on it. Dumb. It makes no sense. It was probably a publicity stunt to promote that company, so now everyone knows the name of that company now. Do you know it?
No.
Okay. I'm shocked, actually.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, yeah, okay. I'm sure. You don't have no idea. Did you see it? I don't know if it's
what
true.
What are you talking about?
Someone said the Simpsons predicted it. The Jumbotron, the Coldplay Jumbotron. You know what I'm talking about. The guy and the girl got caught.
Coldplay Jumbotron.
How do you know
it? I don't know what you're talking about.
You do once you see it.
That's Coldplay.
The couple that got caught.
What is this? What are they on, like a kiss cam or something?
You're not even a good actor when you're trying to pretend. Yeah.
When did this happen?
Like last week. It just blew up last week.
It happened last week?
Something like that, yeah. Well,
this is saying like 22 hours ago.
Not when
2 days ago, 23 hours ago.
Last week is when it happened. Everyone's just...
5 days.
It's still probably last week more.
Which is what's today?
Tuesday. No. As we're recording this, I don't know. All I'm saying is like...
I've seen the memes with it.
Oh, they're funny.
Like it was Charlie Sheen in a bag of Coke.
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of stuff with it. But I think things like this.
The Undertaker.
Right, behind him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many good ones. But.
So what is this?
Things like this, though. It was just some CEO of a company was cheating on his wife with
Philly fanatic did it with his girlfriend.
Okay. Well, again, I don't want to talk about it too much because it's just an example. But I think stories like this get blown up inorganically and shoved through the public eye inorganically.
What company is this guy?
Astronomer is the name of the company. He's a billionaire from this company. But I think it's probably just to get eyes on this company, just to get it in the public eye, or to embarrass them, maybe to sabotage the company. Someone's doing that. It's just games. It's all mind games. And when something's put into the public eye like that and rammed down your throat, who gives a crap about these people? No one knows who these people were before this happened. Now everyone knows and everyone has an opinion on it. Guess what? These patterns happen all the time in our lives. It happens every single week. And we got to stop giving it attention, giving it our energy, and stop going to social media for our guide to everything going on in the world and life. Start paying attention to what your neighbors are doing and what your family is doing, and ask them for help. Ask them for advice. Start caring about your local community and stop caring about all this stuff that we have to pay attention to and put effort and energy into. Like when PETA said, no, go eat your chickens, go eat your cows, just take care of them, treat them right. Daniel and Robosaur, defy explanation if you're wanting more. All my fightings, government denies, J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie, we see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective brain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie, we see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hold up a mystery unsolved, to our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective brain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.